13 past 7, it's Bill Cohen Jade for Brekkie here at Zik 96 from a movie called Together and Electric Dreams. Reminds me of another movie I saw very similar to that, where you had a guy falling in love with a woman who reached into his dreams. It was really exciting, and apparently they you know, astral travelled to Paris and, you know, robbed banks and I just trying to think of the name of
Not
the thing.
Not where I thought you were going. I thought you were going to Weird Science, the Kelly LeBrock movie.
Well,
do you remember that?
That was
a computer. They built a woman through the computer.
It was great, wasn't it? Speaking of someone who knows all about that sort of thing, astral plane travelling, it's Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. Good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning, Bilko and Jade.
I wanted to kick off today by asking you about a dream I had last night. Do you do dreams? Can I tell you about my dream?
Yeah, absolutely. I love dreams.
Well, I had a dream last night that I was in the presence of a huge python, but it wasn't bad. It was good. It was a good python, if there's such a thing, and it was and it was friendly, and I held it in both hands, in fact, and it was huge, like this big, fat, healthy-looking python.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
Okay.
Snakes are quite often a symbol of transformation, and if you think about it, it makes sense because snakes lose their skin every year because they're growing, and that means you're growing, and there's going to be some sort of big change coming into your life soon. Like, it's life-changing almost.
Well, it's amazing because Jade's doing on this calorie control thing, cutting out sugar and actually getting on a health kick there. That's part of that, is it?
Could well be, yeah, it could be. If you think about it, you know, maybe write down the ways in which you're growing, you know, and how your life is evolving.
Okay, great. All right. Well, it was a really weird. It was weird to have a snake dream that I wasn't scared of the snake. So I thought that was a, you know, bit of a different kind of bent on things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. People are often scared of change, and so yeah, maybe you're getting used to it. As we get older, we think, yeah, we've done that before, and we've changed in lots of ways. So it does get less scary.
Just interesting that you know, Jade, you know, as part of this growth and change is about to occur in her life, it's happening in a very physical way with her wanting to be careful what she ingests in her body. I think that's a really positive step, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and especially now, today, you know, because there's so much pollution and adulteration of foods. Lucky we're in Australia, it's not so bad here as some other countries.
Oh,
yeah, but you can buy grapes that taste like fairy floss, so that's telling you that they're doing different things to our food.
Now, let's talk about the October pink moon. So, look, it's not literally, it's like the blue moons. You can't really see them as pink, and we can't see it anyway with the cloudy weather. What are we in store for the rest of the month?
Yeah, so they call it pink because that's the colour of the flowers, the box flowers that come out in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly America. And so that's where it got the name, the pink moon, for this time of the year. But it's in Aries. So
Aries. Wife's in Aries, Rose. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Oh, that means that you'll have a very exciting time.
Oh, good. Excitement's good. You could use a bit of excitement, Bilks.
Good excitement or what?
Well, you have to be a bit careful because Aries, especially under this full moon, are probably going to be more impulsive than usual, and things will just fly out of their mouths, and they won't really be thinking about perhaps the consequences of what those things might mean. But the other cardinal signs, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, could also be strongly affected. Everybody's affected to some extent, but the cardinal signs and Aries will be the most strongly affected. And so it's not a time to be impulsive. It is a time to be energetic and take action because Aries is very bold and active. And so that can help you get stuff done. So like all astrological influences, some positive and some not so positive.
So a turbulent time coming up. What about for the country? Does that translate into that for everyone, not just in personal relationships, but Australia could be going through a rough trot between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, well, with a full moon, well, I mean, we have them usually one a month, but sometimes there's two, and that's called a blue moon if there's two in the same calendar month. The effects usually only last like 2.5 to 3.5 days, but we've got a solar eclipse on the 25th in Scorpio, and the effects of that can last for months, and that's likely to bring up all sorts of really deep things from the subconscious. Any secrets and things like that might come to the surface. And so also people could be having like memories of the past, stuff that they'd kept bottled down and pushed down in their bodies could come up. Yeah, it's a good time for, you know, writing all these things down in a diary.
Okay.
And checking in with your feelings.
Wow, okay. What about that for the rest of the country? What are you seeing between now and Christmas? Are we going to have a good Chrissy from what you can feel at the moment?
Well, it does suggest that it won't probably be a smooth ride at all, but it's not all negative either, because things that are sort of trapped down in the subconscious, they come up. Sometimes there's sort of like deep sea treasure that's been hidden. So you might get extra confidence, or you might get in touch with your natural gifts, whether that be things like creativity or art, music, psychic ability, those sorts of things. Because if you think of it as an analogy of the ocean, and you're going deep sea diving, you can find a shark, or you can find a sunken treasure. There's all sorts of things down there.
I'm betting on treasure, Jade.
I hope so. I like treasures at Christmas time. Just before we let you go, Rose, any visions, anything that's come up for you in the last couple of weeks since we've spoken?
I'm feeling more energetic. And I think that there's a few signs of hope on the horizon for the country generally. It just doesn't mean it's going to be a smooth ride. I don't want to say, oh, it's all, you know, everything's grand and butterflies. But there are some, you know, signs of hope and new things. And I feel like I see a lot of green around Australia. So,
well, that's with the water that's going on, especially down south at the moment. I mean, the big question with the El Nino is anything there getting down south coming our way in the next few months?
In terms of rain,
yeah.
Water, flooding, I think even Queensland, yeah. Well, I mean, it has been very wet, and I think it'll continue to be very wet. I don't know about actual flooding. I'm not getting that so much, but certainly a lot of rain. I don't think it's going to be a hot summer.
Damn it.
No, that's good. I don't want a hot summer.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get my pool ready, okay? I'm spending money on chemicals to get it all ready, and I won't be swimming in it much again, Rose. I'm wasting more money.
Oh, that's the same as me. We've started getting our pool ready too, you know, so because I swim laps in the summertime.
Okay, right.
And we'll be in the same boat. Yeah. We'll be whinging about how cold the water is.
That's me every week.
Heat the water up and all of that.
Well, I'm proud of you for doing laps. I just get in the pool and frolic, so.
Well, I think that's good too. Better to do that than, you know, sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah. Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Rose.
Oh, thank you so much, and I love doing this show. It's really good.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. That's great.
Rose
thank
Smith,
you.
Absolute Soul Secrets. Check out her website, and maybe she can do a reading for you if you want to connect up. I'll get that on our socials too, by the way, and you can see where your future goes. There you go, Jade. Growth.
Yeah.
Snakes good in life.
Snakes good in life indeed.